This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Jennifer Lee, attorney at law. Address on file of the firm Lee, Castle, and Fagley. Dear Ms. MS, dear Ms. Lee, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Larry Hutcherson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is L-A-R-R-Y, last name H-U-T-C-H-E-R-S-O-N, period. On November 21st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 72-year-old male, height 5 foot 11 inches tall, weight 183 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 26th. of 2017, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle hit the patient's vehicle in the right rear side, period. The patient was jerked, period. A few hours later, he had pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, pain radiating down both legs, comma, and pain down both arms, with the left being greater than the right, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having problems in his neck and low back regions, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. The duration is a couple hours per day, period. It is described as a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms. His left is greater than the right, period. It occurs with numbness and tingling into both hands, period. He did have surgery in 2019 in his neck for herniated nucleus pulposus due to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs, with his right being greater than the left, period. This radiating pain also occurs with numbness and tingling, period. He was instructed that he had a fractured screw from the surgery of 2012 requiring repair in December of 2022, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next morning he was seen at Methodist Emergency Room. They did a workup with x-rays and he was treated and released, period. He was referred to his family doctor, who referred him to a neurosurgeon, Dr. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, at Community Hospital, period. He was advised that surgery in the low back would be necessary to repair screws, period. He was also referred to a pain doctor and was seen for several years with pain shots every 3 months, period. He had physical therapy at both Methodist and Community, as well as Body One, that's Body One, and also physical therapy at the VA, period. He had some injections, as well as two surgeries for his neck, period. The first surgery occurred in approximately 2019, and the second surgery was for the low back in December of 2022, period. He had more physical therapy as well, period. New paragraph. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with lifting over 25 pounds, comma, walking over one half block, comma, driving over 45 minutes, comma, yard work, comma, housework, comma, sleep, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph, medications include hydrocodone, comma, topical creams, comma, lovastatin, comma, sleeping medicine, comma, fish oil, comma, B12, comma, vitamin D, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma, omeprazole, comma, and hypertensive medications, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, anemia, comma, and reflux, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for neck and low back surgery for this accident, period. It was approximately 2000. It was approximately 2015. He did have a neck surgery, period. In approximately 2012, he had a low back surgery, period. He had a total of two surgeries in the neck and two surgeries in the low back, period. The first low back surgery was for a pinched nerve, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient's present problems are a reactivation of old injuries, period. He was pain-free in the neck for 2 years prior to this automobile accident of April of 2017, period. He did have some arthritis pain in his low back at the time of and right before the automobile accident, period. His low back pain became 50% worse after this automobile accident, period. The radicular pain did pre-exist this automobile accident, period. In total, the patient in his history, his past medical history, has had four back surgeries, period. Two of the surgeries for the neck and two for the low back, period. Two of the surgeries were done before this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior traumatic injuries to the neck or low back, period. The patient has not been involved in serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor ones that did not cause any permanent injury, period. The patient denies any work injuries, period. The patient had a gunshot repair in his abdomen in 1982 without permanency, period. New paragraph, patient's occupation is that he was disabled in 2011 for his low back problems, including pain and numbness, period. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room records dated April 27th, 2017, states the patient presents with a vehicle accident, period. Swerved to get out of lane of car that was going to hit him, period. Hit on the driver's side, then jumped a curb, period. History of back problems, period. Now with pain in the left side of his neck, comma, left low back and left knee, period. Worse this morning, period. They did document abnormalities on physical examination, period. They did x-rays of the lumbar and cervical spine, period. Impression was acute cervical strain, number one, two, lumbar back pain, number three, motor vehicle crash, period. Plan is discharge to home, period. X-rays of the cervical spine, dated April 27th, 2017. No convincing acute bony findings are identified, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine, same date. Impression, no acute osseous abnormalities is identified. Number two, fractured S1, that's fractured S1 fixation screws, period. Outpatient family practice progress notes, May 3rd, 2017, 65-year-old for follow-up for car accident with neck and back pain, period. MVA, April 26th, had pain next day and low back and neck, still sore, period. Impression, no acute osseous abnormalities are identified. Number two, fractured S1 fixation screws, period. Examination of the cervical spine showed palpable spasm of the paraspinous muscles bilaterally with tenderness, period. Lumbar spine with palpable paraspinous spasm with tenderness, period. Assessment one, lower back pain. Referred back to neurosurgery for evaluation of fractured fixation screw, period. Number two, spasm of the lumbar paraspinal muscles. Referred to physical therapy, period. Three, cervical paraspinous muscle spasm, period. Four, MVA restrained driver, period. MRI of community at community hospital, November 21st, 2018, showed severe spinal canal stenosis secondary to irregular disc extrusion at L3-L4 level. Also, moderate left neuroforaminal narrowing at L5-S1. The patient is status post L4-L5 laminectomy, discectomy, in posterior fusion extending from L4 through S1, period. Admission discharge note from community, May 30th, 2019, ortho note, I discussed his options and offered a C6-7 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion with standalone cage, period. If he requires lumbar surgery in the future, I would recommend anterior lumbar inner body fusion at L3-4 and L5-S1 with pyramid plate, that's P-Y-R-A-M-I-D, pyramid plate at L5-S1 and pedicle screw addition up to L3 with laminectomy at L3-L4, period. Diagnoses included lumbar spondylosis, lumbar stenosis with neurogenic claudication, fixation hardware and spine, lumbar adjacent segmental disease with spondylolisthesis, pseudoarthrosis, that's P-S-E-U-D-A-R-T-H-R-O-S-I-S, pseudoarthrosis after fusion, or arthrodesis, right cervical radiculopathy, and cervical spondylosis with radiculopathy, period. Hospital course, patient underwent C3-7 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion on May 30th, 2019, period. Office visit notes from community neurosurgical area, August 27th, 2019. Patient underwent a C6-7 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion via left-sided approach on May 30th, 2019, period. He had a previous C4-5 and C5-6 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion in 2015 at the VA, period. He also had a previous L4-5 posterior lumbar inner body fusion and L5-S1 lateral fusion with failed fusion at L5-S1 in 2012, period. He does have a failed fusion at L5-S1, period. Neurology note dated September 14th, 2017, states referred to neurology clinic by Dr. Donaldson for peripheral polyneuropathy, period. has long-standing history of low back pain, status post lumbar fusion L4-5 and L5-S1 in 2012 period. On April 17th, his back pain worsened period. EMG was completed and does demonstrate both moderate to severe peripheral polyneuropathy in addition to subacute chronic L5 and S1 radiculopathy period. Assessment 1, lumbar radiculopathy. Number 2, superimposed peripheral neuropathy period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the April 26, 2017 automobile accident were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date. The patient presented by ambulating with the assistance of a cane, period. He states that he uses the cane 40% of the time, and he has only been using a cane since his automobile accident, period. The patient presented with an obvious abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed an 8-centimeter horizontal scar involving the anterior neck from surgery, period. There was a large, slightly vertical scar involving the posterior cervical area, period. There was an 18-centimeter vertical midline lumbar scar from the lower thoracic area extending down to the sacral region, period. There was a large vertical midline abdominal scar from prior gunshot surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm as well as heat and tenderness in the cervical region, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical region, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lumbar lordotic curves, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion as follows, period. The patient's extension was diminished by 32 degrees, comma. Rotation on the left by 24 degrees, comma. Right rotation diminished by 26 degrees, comma. Side bending on the left diminished by 34 degrees, comma, and 30 degrees on the right, period. The patient had almost essentially full cervical flexion, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm as well as heat and tenderness, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 32 degrees and extension by 12 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 65 degrees on the right and 76 degrees on the left, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in bilateral hands, period. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1/4 and a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1/4. Remainder of the reflexes were normal at 2/4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right distal foot by approximately 30%, period. There was diminished sensation of the left distal foot by approximately 20%, period. There was a diminished right great toe strength, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, aggravation of prior stenosis, comma, all resulting in a C6-7 discectomy infusion on May 30th of 2019, period. The patient has had a prior C4-5 and C5-6 discectomy infusion in 2015, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, radiculopathy, and aggravation of stenosis, period. The patient has had prior lumbar surgery of an L4-5 fusion and L5-S1 failed fusion in 2012, period. The above two diagnoses are an aggravation of his prior cervical and lumbar conditions and radiculopathy that resulted in a second surgery to both the cervical and lumbar regions, period. These are all aggravated by the automobile accident of April 26 of 2017, period. The patient does have permanency involving the cervical and lumbar regions that will last the remainder of the patient's life with ongoing pain and diminished range of motion that are an aggravation of prior medical conditions in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continuing pain management would cost approximately $3,000, period. Additional medications and additional dosage of medications as a result of this automobile accident would be $80 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some more back injections would cost approximately $3,000, period. His last injection was in approximately August of 2023, period. Additional expense of a TENS unit would be $500, and a TENS unit was used after his surgery, period. A cane would be required for extensive ambulation at a cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.